hello there, and welcome to Take Two with Jerry and Debbie. We are live today, and you've been waiting for this show because you've been asking me for months, when are you going to do another Give Us Your Best Clean Joke show? Well, it's today. That's right. So if you have a really cool clean joke, you can share it with the world. You can pretend like you're on stage at a comedy club and you are delivering it to the world, and we will laugh, we will chuckle, we will just have some fun together as the Take Two way we do it, as the family speaks, right? So that's you. You are the family. If you are listening right now, you are part of the family. If you have a very clean joke, I'm going to ask you to call it in. And you call and speak to Matt. And Matt will hear the joke first. He'll approve it, put you in on hold, and then you will share it with me and the world. Oh, it's so much fun. We need a little levity in this world, right? We need just a lightness. You know, levity, the word comes from Latin. It means levitas. It's levitas, which means lightness, elevate. Let's lift the spirit of everyone today with a little laughter. It is so beautiful. You can call or text to the same number and give us your best clean joke. Here is the number. Fill up those phone lines. Michael, our producer, already is starting to send us some jokes. I have some jokes that were sent in late last night, so I will share those, and I'll take credit for them. That's right, because I'm the one delivering. No, I'm not just teasing. It came from the Take Two family. You got to have a little sense of humor, guys. We're in a tough world. Here is the number. Call or text your best clean joke. 1-833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. I would suggest that you do not take a sip of water or coffee as we are going fast through these jokes, because I'm just going to let you know that a few times I have done that in between. I've gotten a sip of water and then it was just a mess all over my desk because I was laughing so hard. I do wear a hat sometimes on these days when we do a Give Us Your Best Clean Joke. Why? So I can drop my head down as I am laughing hysterically at these wonderful jokes. So people may think, boy, Deb, that's a fun show to do. Actually, it's one of the hardest shows to do. Why? Because I have to pay close attention to the joke. I got to get the punchline, right? I've got to go to the next person for the joke. I've got to keep everything moving, and I've got to control the laughter at the same time. And I have a problem with that. I've almost been kicked out of school because of that. Seriously, the nuns used to get so mad at me. They would be like, Deborah, they'd call me Deborah, stop laughing. And then they would say, stop laughing, and I'd laugh some more. It was a real problem, folks. So that's why this show is actually the hardest show. My husband said to me this morning, what's your topic today? And I said, give us your best clean joke. And he said, oh, that should be fun. And I said, actually, Marty, it's one of the most difficult shows to do. So I'm going to do my best. I'm going to try to only take sips of water or coffee as we take the breaks. We have one open phone line. If you have a joke to share, again, you don't have to be Catholic to call in. You can share your best clean joke or text in your best clean joke at 1-833-288-EWTN, 833-288-3986. That's the number to call or text your best clean joke. I'm going to get to everybody in just a moment, but I have to share these two jokes that I remember, because I'm not going to ask you to do something that I'm unwilling to do. So here you go. Everybody, don't take a sip of water. This is hilarious. How do we know Peter was a successful fisherman? By his net income. Oh, that's hilarious. And this one, you know what? This one comes in every single time, but I love it. I could just keep, I laugh every time I see it. How does Moses make his coffee? He brews it. Okay. I could just tell jokes to myself and laugh all day long. By the way, I have a lot of information for you about, I'm switching gears for a moment, about Stand Tall. We're only 1 week away from the very important free webinar with Dr. David Anders. It's called Heal the Rift. We're trying to help families come together from estrangement, no contact with kids or grandkids, things of that nature. It's free webinar. It's 1 week away, but you got to join the Stand Tall free community. That's how you'll get the alert to join the webinar. and it's exactly a week away. So if you want to really help your family or help another family that you know of that can really use some of these skills to bring some healing and bring some clarity to the situation, go to standtalltoday.com. Standtalltoday.com. Join the free community, and then you'll get the alert for the free webinar. Okay? It's amazing. We've been working on it for 4 months, and I really hope that you consider joining the community. I think we have like 150 people already. So I think we can take like 300. So if you can join the free community, that would be great. Okay. I'm going to actually not take any jokes until after the break. Why? Because I want to just reset what we're doing here so everybody has a chance to participate. Brian, you are going to be first when we come back from the break. You are going to lead the give us your best clean joke and represent the Take Two family. So Brian, hold on from Charlottesville, Virginia, and the others are coming in pretty fast. So give us your best clean joke. If it's been told before, don't worry about it. Tell it again. Why? Because we have brand new listeners, okay? Every single time we do the show. So it's okay. And listen, I can't remember what I ate for dinner last night. So I love jokes over and over again. If you haven't gotten it already about me, I absolutely love to laugh. And that's why I think it was very wise of EWTN to put Michael, our producer, in place for Take Two, because Michael is a trained comedian. He was a professional comedian on stage. Yeah, Michael McCall, our producer, right? And so when I started just logging in to do this show, Michael already shared a couple jokes, and I just love that. So maybe when we come back, we can get Michael to share one or two of his jokes. He's so good at it. He's got just perfect timing. You can tell he's a trained comedian. But yeah, it's just wonderful to have a producer that has a sense of humor. I love that. Okay, so we have an open phone line for you if you want to give us your best clean joke, and that is 1-833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. You can call or text to that number, but I really want you to tell the joke to the world so we can just bring some laughter, you know, some humor, some joy to the world today. It's got to be clean, though, and this is so exciting. We do this every couple months. And it really is very popular, so please consider telling your joke today.
You'll turn to me and laugh about today.
Okay, the show team is sending in jokes, so we're laughing behind the scenes too, having so much fun. And this is a great fast hour just to bring just a little bit of joy into the world. That's what we're doing. Brian, hold on just a little bit longer. I wanted to give the number one more time for that last open phone line. That's right. So if you have a joke to share, come on, don't chicken out. Come on, muster up the courage to get on the worldwide stage and tell your joke. I'll laugh. Don't worry. I laugh at everything. 1-833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. You can call or text to that number. Real quickly, I want to share the online learning series, In His Sandals. Enjoy practical wisdom and insights from Mother Angelica's book, In His Sandals. In this 6-part free online book study with Father Joseph Mary, you'll discover the beauty, truth, and goodness of the church and delve into the riches of the faith and grow closer to the Lord. Visit EWTNmission.com/learn and begin a new spiritual journey today. Okay, so Brian, one more second. I've got to let our producer, who is a trained professional comedian, to come on air and tell one or two quick jokes, because I told a joke. Now Michael, our producer, has to tell a joke. Michael, take it away.
I don't think I can do it today, Debbie. I'm feeling very sad. I'm very sad. My boiled water died. And it is missed.
I didn't know where you were going with that, but that's hilarious.
You know, Debbie, okay. When I was a little boy, I learned to cut wood by staring.
Oh.
Yeah, I literally saw it with my own eyes. Good night, everybody.
That was a good one. Everybody give Michael a round of applause. That was awesome. Michael, you need to go back into the comedy club and improv. That you would be great. I love your delivery.
Well, I still do it occasionally, but I like to stay at home with my lovely wife and my 8-year-old son.
That's good. Well, you entertain them, right? Do you entertain them?
Sometimes too much. A lot of the times my wife will be like, you know what? I think you need to book a show. She gets too much of my humor.
Well, you can always try it out on us. We love it. And Jerry and I have I'm telling you, it's no joke. Jerry and I have been really asked to leave places because we have been laughing so hard. They thought something was wrong with us. We couldn't control the laughter. Jerry can be very, very funny. So, Jerry, if you're listening, I know you're on a silent retreat. Stay silent. Don't be laughing.
No laughing today, Jerry.
No laughing today. That's right, Michael. Okay, let's go to Brian. Brian's in Charlottesville, Virginia, listening on Sirius XM 130. Okay, Brian, take it away.
Okay. So how does a German car-loving cowboy say hello?
How?
Audi, partner.
Where did you get that joke from? Did you get that online?
No, actually, it probably is online, but during COVID, when people were walking more through their neighborhoods to get out of the house, there was one home that had a driveway, and they would chalk in a joke every few days. And for some reason, that one always stuck in my mind.
Oh, my goodness. You know what?
So it's a leftover from COVID. Kind of a good neighborly kind of thing joke.
Yeah, you know what? Those neighbors are really cool neighbors. You know, during a time when everybody felt isolated and really down and depressed, that is really cool that the neighbors thought to just bring a little bit of humor into it, just to lighten everybody's load. That is really cool. Do you ever hang out with those neighbors, Brian?
Well, actually, we never knew them. And we never met them, but we would go by and we would walk by in the evenings and see if there was a new joke out there.
Oh,
but yeah, it is nice. And I think it did get people out and talking to each other. There was actually another house down the street who was a music teacher, and she would have every now and then the students there, because she directed a choir, and she would have them spaced out all over the lawn practicing. So that would, you know, you would never get that, you know, from school in your neighborhood, but that brought a little bit of more nicety, right, during COVID.
So. Right, right. I'm so glad you led this one for the summer. We've had so many requests to do this every single month. And like I said, it's a very hard show to do because we have full phone lines. Plus, we got messages coming in all sorts of ways on social media. And it's a tough show to do. But this is a privileged position you were in, Brian, to lead the Take-Two family with that fantastic joke.
Well, thanks for letting me on. I wasn't sure if it was too corny or not to get me on.
Oh, no. The corny.
I appreciate you. Yeah, I appreciate you taking my call, though.
Thank you, Brian. The cornier, the better. We love it. Thank you, Brian. God bless you. Okay, we're going to get to James in Toledo, Ohio, on Annunciation Radio. Okay, James, give us your best clean joke.
Well, I received this one on a Christmas card. And it was, what is the favorite Christmas M of Dennis?
Of what? Of what? I didn't hear the last word. What's a favorite Christmas hymn of what?
Dennis.
Dennis. Like the name Dennis?
like the occupation dentist.
Oh, dentist. I'm sorry. I have a little bit of a connection issue. Dentist. Okay, got it. Okay, one more time. Start over, James. I'm going to pretend like I didn't hear the first part. Go ahead.
What is the favorite Christmas hymn of dentist?
What is it? What is it?
Crowning with many crowns. And I have one other quick one.
Okay, that one is a great one. Okay, go ahead, James. Wait a minute, let me catch my breath. Okay, okay, go ahead.
A nun made an assignment for the kids to draw something, and she was walking around the room, and she looked down at this little girl's paper, and she says, "What are you drawing?" And she says, "I'm drawing the face of God." Mm-hmm. And the nun says, "Well, I'm sorry, honey, but nobody knows what the face of God looks like And the little girl looked up and says, when I get done, they will.
James, you are hilarious. And I love your pace. I love your delivery. Thank you so much for making us laugh today. I'm almost choking. That's how hard I'm laughing. Thank you, James. God bless you. Great jokes. We're going to have to go back and listen to the show, you guys, to make sure we get them so we have a good library of jokes going. Okay, so if you want to give us your best clean joke, James just freed that phone line for you to jump into action and share your joke that you think is going to make everyone laugh. I laugh at everything. I'm just letting you know. I'm one of those people. It's terrible, you guys. I laugh. Okay, I'm not even going to say it, but when I was in school, you know, if somebody were to like fall awkwardly, I would laugh. It's not that I was upset that, I mean, it's not that I was laughing at them that they fell, like I'm glad they were hurt. Just things that are awkward just make me laugh. And the nuns would get so mad at us. There was a group of us and we all had a sense of humor like that. We're all still friends, actually, from elementary school, because we remember all the laughter. I remember, Karen, if you're listening from New Jersey, if you're listening right now, you were the funniest classmate I think we had. She would do the funniest things to make us all laugh. And we would all, I think some of us would get in trouble. Others tried to keep a straight face, but it was tough. So if you have a best clean joke, I would love to hear it. And the number is, or text it in, 1-833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. Okay, let's go to Rob in Kenosha, Wisconsin, listening on Sirius XM 130. Hi, Rob. Welcome.
Hi. So why did the Scarecrow receive an award?
Why did the Scarecrow receive an award? Why?
He was outstanding in his field.
You know what's so funny, Rob? I was just talking to our friend Gigi from New Jersey, and we were just talking about The Wizard of Oz and the characters of The Wizard of Oz. That's so funny you did a Scarecrow joke. I think that is hilarious. I'm going to have to tell her that one. I love that. Do you have any more for us?
I actually do. Why did the farmer pursue a career in music after a failed crop?
Why?
Get a ton of sick beats.
Okay. Very, very cool. That was a side-splitting one. That's a good one. I love that. Ow. It really does hurt to laugh and talk at the same time. Rob, you're awesome. Thank you so much for brightening our day today in this great episode of Give Us Your Best Clean Joke. Call us again for the next one in a couple months, please. Okay, so here's how it works, guys, if you just tuned in. We're about a third of the way through this episode, and we are laughing. We're having fun. We're enjoying life. Yes, you can have troubles. You can listen. I'm after the show, I've got to call my doctor. I mean, it's not, you know, life can be heavy. It's difficult. You got problems. You got health issues. You got financial issues. You got relationship issues. Things are all, you know, a mess, right? Life can be messy, but you can take that time and just kind of breathe and laugh. Laughter's good. It releases those feel-good hormones. So if you have a best clean joke, I'm going to ask you to call it in right now. Think about it. Listen, don't be embarrassed or anything thinking, oh, everybody's heard this joke before. Listen, I've told the Moses joke about how he brews coffee. You know, how he makes coffee, he brews it. I almost just ruined the punchline. I'm not a trained comedian like our producer, but here's what I do love. I love absolutely to be with the Take Two family and to laugh and to enjoy life as best we can through the storms. So stop what you're doing, pull over safely to the side of the road. If you have to look up best clean jokes, Christian jokes, whatever, online, do it now and call it in or text it in. 1-833-288-3986. Okay, let's go to Matt. Matt is in Birmingham, Alabama, listening on Guadalupe Radio Network. Hi, Matt. Welcome.
Thank you very much. This one may take a moment to sink in, but just be patient. Mm-hmm. Two childhood best friends. They get married. Their wives are very close. They do everything together throughout life. Well, the first one passes away. They go to the funeral. The cathedral is packed, standing room only. This man and his wife are sitting next to the widow, and she leans over to him and says, I would really like you to get up and say a word. So he gets up, he goes to the coffin, he looks at his best friend mournfully, gets up into the pulpit and says, "Bargain." Walks out of the pulpit, everybody's kind of dismayed, sits down next to the widow, she takes his hand and says, "What you said means a great deal."
I got it. I'm so proud of myself. Okay, one word, bargain, and then she defined it. I love it. Okay, that is a really good joke. I'm so proud of myself that I got it, because normally I lose it midway, but I got it, Matt. Did you? Yeah.
Thanks. I'm enjoying the show. Thank you.
Thank you, Matt. God bless you. That is a great joke, bargain. That means a great deal. Okay, for those of you that send me emails after the show, or you, you know, direct message me on social media, this is my laugh. I've had so many people say they just like to listen to me laugh. I laugh like this all day long. It annoys my husband, okay? So if you maybe want to send Marty, my husband, a message, just say, "Marty, get over it. Just she likes to laugh." I really do. Now, I've never heard of Belleville, Texas. You're going to have to tell me where it is, but it's Susan's waiting to tell her joke from Guadalupe Radio Network. That's the way you're listening. Where's Belleville?
Texas.
Right. It's in Texas, Belleville, Texas. But where is it close to? What big city?
College Station.
Oh, okay. Cool.
A&M.
Yeah. Yeah. Very cool. Hi, Susan. Welcome.
Hi. Thank you.
Go right ahead. You've got the stage.
Okay. Where do you go to learn how to make homemade ice cream?
Oh, where?
Sunday school.
Where do
totally
you go?
Totally a child.
I am a child, Susan. I have to tell you. I am a child. I'm a 60-year-old child. That's what I am. But
we love your station.
Oh, thank you, Susan. You're awesome. I will tell the fine folks at Guadalupe Radio Network. Thank you so much, Susan. God bless you. Great joke. All right. So Susan's going to free that phone line for somebody to pick it up. And here's the number. You can call or text. Boy, oh boy, good thing I turned the fans on in the studio here, because, you know, laughter, you could feel like it's a workout. And this is really tough. Oh, look at this. We've got some more great jokes coming in. Full phone lines plus. Susan was our last joke teller, so that was great. And so then we'll get to, let's see, Lisa's going to be next. But hold on, Lisa. You're going to have to hold through the break, okay? Because I got to reset. I've got people texting me saying, "What's going on today?" Everybody's laughing hysterically. By the way, I have a problem. I just want to let everybody know this. This is not a joke. It's really serious. I have a problem. When I'm on the radio now, ever since I turned 60, when things seem ridiculous to me, like when I'm talking about a topic, I just start laughing. I can't stop. I think I have a problem. If there's any medical professionals out there, maybe you could weigh in and figure out what's my what's my problem. I don't know, but everything seems funny to me lately. You know what? I know what the problem is. It's I have a producer that's a trained comedian. See, he keeps me laughing, and that's the problem. I can't take anything seriously. Okay, so when we come back, we're going to get to Lisa and Jennifer and Amy. Oh, somebody just dropped off. Who dropped? Whoever just dropped, call back. Somebody chickened out. Call back and tell your best clean joke. This is a fun time. You had the motivation. You had the inspiration to call in. Call back and tell your joke. There's a reason you called in. 833-288-3986. Give us your best clean joke, and I'll be right back.
Turn to me and laugh about today.
Okay, it's your give us your best clean joke show. We're having way too much fun, okay? But you know what? I found out who's the person that dropped. It was Debbie. Debbie from Carson City, Nevada. Please, Debbie, call back and tell us your best clean joke. We're going to get to Lisa in just a moment. So, Lisa, hold on. You're up next to give us your joke. I wanted to share this. It's so timely because we were talking about Guadalupe Radio Network, and I have something to share with everybody. And this is on a serious note. I mean, seriously, it's really cool. This week, let's celebrate the EWTN Radio Affiliate Group, the Guadalupe Radio Network, with 48 stations serving Texas, Kansas, New Mexico, Alabama, Florida, Washington, D.C., and Virginia. They've been with us for an incredible 26 years. Congratulations to Toya Hall, Sammy Rodriguez Jr., and the GRN team from your friends at EWTN Radio. Speaking about GRN, if you go to grnonline.com/academy, I'm going to be teaching this fall because you guys requested it, mainly from the Take Two family. For years, you guys have asked me to write a book on guardian angels. I chose not to because there were many books out there on angels, and I figured I spent years and years studying primarily guardian angels, all the angels, but primarily guardian angels, and I took in just tons of stories from people, and then from mystics and saints stories, and I put them all together in notebooks, but I never have really wanted to sit down and put those in a book for many reasons, and I can explain that later. But I am teaching a class because you guys definitely kind of pressured me to do it, because you said, please, this is so fascinating. So I'm teaching a class this fall on guardian angels. Okay. And if you're interested, go to grnonline.com/academy. Dr. Ray Guarendi's teaching a class, a different class, Monsignor Charles Pope, and there's other great instructors, but I'm teaching it on guardian angels. And at the end of the class, my new co-host, Father Mike Driscoll, will be doing a consecration to guardian angels if you are interested in something deep inside of your heart. So it's really going to be a powerful class. I'm so excited about it because it's really the first time I just focused on guardian angels and kind of shared all the years that I have been studying guardian angels in a classroom setting. So if you're interested, go to grnonline.com/academy. And also don't forget to sign up at standtalltoday.com. Okay, that's it on housekeeping. Let's go back to the fun. Lisa, Ontario, Canada, is waiting so patiently, listening on Sirius XM 130. Hi, Lisa.
Hi, how are you?
Doing great. How are you?
I'm doing good, thank you.
Thank you. Go right ahead.
Okay, so why did the iPad go to the dentist?
Ooh, why did the iPad go to the dentist?
Yes.
Okay, got it. Why?
Because he had a Bluetooth.
What is the deal with the dentist jokes today? And I have to go to the dentist next month. That's hilarious. See, there's no accident to this. I think the Lord's trying to prepare me to have a good sense of humor going to the dentist. Wow, that is so good. A Bluetooth. Where did you get that joke? Was that online?
No, so my son has a joke book. And one night we were just reading a whole bunch of books, and like jokes in bed. And that was one of them. And he just thought it was the funniest thing. And it stuck with me for a few years now.
I love it. Do you have any more from that joke book?
Oh, I do, but I can't remember them, but they are quite funny.
Okay, maybe you could call in a couple months again.
Okay.
Okay, that's so funny. Tell your son, great book that he's got.
I will, thank you.
Thanks, Lisa. God bless you. Have a great rest of your day. That was a great call from Lisa. Okay, I love laughing. So can you fill up those phone lines, guys? Some people have dropped off. Debbie again in Nevada. If you want to call back, we'll push you to the front of the line. You are going to be next. We do have room for someone else to jump in with a joke. 1-833-288-EWTN. 833-288-3986. Rich is answering phones with Matt, and then Michael is at the controls, and we've also got Rich on social media monitoring the jokes that are coming in online. So please do what you can to get your joke in today, because we're almost done with the show. You see how fast it goes? And then you got to get back to the serious business of life. Okay, Jennifer in Parkersburg, West Virginia, on the iHeart Radio app. Hi, Jennifer. Welcome.
Hello. I love your show, and I love the jokes.
Aw, thanks, Jennifer. Thank you so much. Well, we love you, too. Okay, give us your best clean joke.
Okay, I got this from one of my grandsons. What sound does a milk cow make when they run out of milk?
What sound?
Utter silence.
Oh, that's a great one. Who did you get that from? Your one of your...
Yes, I have four grandsons, and they're all in the joking stage for sure. They're 7 to 11 in age, and they love telling me dad jokes or any kind of joke.
Right, right. I love that. Do you have any more? That was great. Do you have any more?
Oh gosh. You've got me on the spot. No, I can't think of any off the top of my head. But thank you so much. And really loved your lovely personality. Thanks for your show.
Aw, thanks, Jennifer. God bless you. Thank you so much. That made my day. I really appreciate it. Thank you. And tell your grandsons they're pretty cool. Okay, so we're going to go to Amy. Amy is up next. Let me just make sure I have Amy on the board here. Yep, Amy in northern Minnesota on our friends at Real Presence Radio. Hi, Amy. Welcome.
Hi, Debbie. Thanks for having me on. So what does an agnostic, dyslexic, insomniac do at night?
What?
He lays awake wondering if there really is a dog.
Oh, my goodness. That was so good. Okay, that was hilarious. I have to go back and listen, and I'm definitely going to tell my husband that one tonight. That is so funny. Amy, that was precious. Thank you for making me, ow, my side hurts from laughing. It's hard to hold back laughter and talk at the same time. Do you know that, Amy?
I agree.
Yeah, it's very hard. Any more? Do you have any more jokes?
There was one cow one when you had the previous caller, and it's just a silly one. What do you call a cow with no legs?
What?
Ground beef.
I have heard that before, but I love that one. That's actually one of my favorite. I've told my husband that one. That's a great one. Amy, you're awesome. Thank you so much. That was great timing, and we really appreciate it. Yeah, we're getting messages from the family. They liked your first joke. So way to go, Amy. Okay. All right. Whew, I got to take a breath for a second. I got to breathe because I'm getting older by the second. So let me give the number again, okay? This will give me time to just regroup. All right. You can call or text your best clean joke at 1-833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. Talking about the guardian angels, you know what I love about the fact that we all have a guardian angel? It's been said by, you know, mystics and other saints that have encountered their guardian angels that the guardian angels are very much matched to our personality because, you know, if we get to heaven, which we all should be striving for, that guardian angel will be our one of our heavenly friends. And I think it's so cool because that means my guardian angel has a great sense of humor, and I love that. So I'm picturing my guardian angel just laughing right now, which is they're probably laughing at me, but they're probably laughing at the jokes too. Okay, Jean is up next in Cleveland, Ohio, listening on our friends at The Rock Catholic Radio. Hi, Jean.
Hi, Debbie.
How are you?
Oh, I'm doing great. Thank you.
Good, good. You got a joke for us?
What couple of them? Okay, first of all, what's the name of the woman who burns her bills?
Ooh, what?
Bernadette.
I love it. What's the name of the woman who burns her bills? Bernadette. Oh, that's so cool. Okay, next one.
Okay. Okay. Why was the main potato so upset with her daughter for marrying an Idaho potato?
Oh, why?
Because he was just a commentator.
Oh, my goodness, Jean, you're on a roll. Okay, do you have a third one?
Oh, let me see. Oh, yeah. Well, Noah was, clearing all the animals out of the ark, and everybody was going, when he said, go forth and multiply, first of all, the monkeys and the apes were quarreling because the apes were fifth in line and the monkeys were fourth, and, he said, so he figured that one all out. Well, he got all the other animals out, but in the corner there were two snakes weeping hysterically. And he says, hey, what's the matter? I told you to go forth and multiply. The snake says, we can't multiply. We're only adders.
Jean, you love to laugh, don't you?
I do.
Yeah.
My guitar teacher and I tell each other jokes all the time, and I've got a friend who has a joke book, and I'll have to get some more of the jokes from her. And I read several kids' jokes books recently.
Oh, my goodness. You know what? I think it's going to keep us alive longer if we laugh more. What do you say, Jean?
I would think so. I would think so.
You got a great laugh. Thank you so much, Jean, for making us laugh. And I appreciate it. And thanks for waiting on hold so long, and way to go. Great job. Okay, that was Jean from Cleveland, Ohio. Now we're going to go to New Jersey, my home state, Mattawan, New Jersey. Rich is waiting on Sirius XM 130. Hi, Rich. Welcome.
Hi, hello. How are you?
I'm doing great, Rich. Every time I get sad about, because I live in Arizona, every time I'm sad about leaving New Jersey, the real reason, one of the real reasons is the food. I loved the food in New Jersey. You're so lucky. I hope you appreciate it.
Sure do. Love the beaches, too.
Oh, yes. The beaches are beautiful. Okay. Go ahead, Rich. Tell us your joke.
So I wrote this one myself. Why was Pedro unable to open the lock?
Why?
Because he was keyless. Kind of personal for your station, but...
I know. Okay, so you're talking... Okay, I got you, because that's the... our producer for Call to Communion, right?
Call to Communion and Open Line.
And Open Line, yes. I love that.
Senor Pedro Quiles.
Right. I was going to say, is Pedro listening? Is he listening to the joke?
I hope so.
Okay. All right, so Rich, one more time, in case Pedro is listening, just tuned in. Go ahead, one more time.
Okay, this one's for you, Pedro. Why was Pedro unable to open the lock? Because he was keyless.
Very cool.
I don't know. It's kind of silly, but...
I don't think it's silly. I think it's beautiful, and I think he'll put a smile on Pedro's face, and I love that because he's a really cool guy. So, and I'm sure he'll enjoy it as he's doing Open Line and Call to Communion. Way to go, Rich. You're fantastic. Keep writing those jokes, okay? I like your sense of humor.
Work you're doing over there for us.
Aw, thanks, Rich. You're awesome. Thank you so much. Have a slice of pizza for me, will you?
Will do.
Bye. Thank you. Bye. Okay, so we do have, we just got word that we have a lot of jokes coming in by way of social media. I will try my hardest to get to them, but we've got like a lot of people waiting online. So I'm going to try to, on the phone. So I'm going to try to get, let me see if I can take a break after this next wonderful caller, Joanne in Pensacola, Florida on Sirius XM 130. Hi, Joanne. Welcome.
Hi.
Hi. Go right ahead.
There?
Yes.
Okay. this Sunday school class for drawing Bible pictures, and this little girl drew a man, a woman, and a baby standing next to an airplane, and a few feet away stood another man, and the teacher asked her to explain it. She said, well, this is the flight into Egypt, and this is Jesus, Mary, and Joseph over here. And teacher said, who's the other man? That's Pontius the pilot.
Oh my goodness. Okay, that was really good. Where did you get that joke?
Oh, I heard it years and years and years ago somewhere.
You did? You did? Yeah, very cool. Very cool. Joanne, you're awesome. Thank you so much. Thank you for putting...
You're welcome.
Thank you. God bless you. Have a beautiful rest of your day in beautiful Pensacola, Florida. Okay, everybody hang on. I want to talk about Catholic Connection tomorrow morning, 9 a.m. Eastern Time. Teresa Tomeo and her guests share their Catholic perspective on the day's news and newsmakers. Okay, it's only fair. I've got to go over to online just to see what everybody's... Oh, wow. We do got a lot of jokes coming in. How do you know when a joke becomes a dad joke? When it becomes apparent. What did Jesus say to the apostles at the Last Supper? Hey, come to this side of the table for a picture. Okay. I cannot read these. Okay, Tom Price just told me that these were on the document, and Tom should know that I cannot control my laughter. And when I'm reading these, this is going to take me right over the edge here. Let's go back to the phones. Okay, Walt in Boston, Massachusetts. Okay, everybody is witnessing me losing it. WQPH is the way Walt is listening. Hi, Walt. Welcome.
Hey, ma'am. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't write this one. I stole it, but I thought I always liked it. It was, what do you call a grizzly bear that's got no teeth?
What?
That would be a gummy bear.
Oh, my goodness.
The dentist office likes that joke.
Oh, yeah. I bet they do. That's hilarious. Well, you are. Is this the first time you've called for the joke show, or have you done it before?
No, first time, ma'am.
Very cool. Very cool. Do you like the joke show? You know, people ask us to do it every month. I think it's too... It hurts my throat. I don't
well,
know.
I'll have some newer material next month.
So. Okay. Okay. That's a deal, Walt. Thank you so much.
Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you. God bless you. Okay, wait, I was just going to get to Michael in Dallas, Texas, and Michael just dropped off. Michael, if you want to call back, you would have been next. Same with Debbie from Nevada. The others that dropped off, you can call back. There's still time to tell your last minute joke. 833-288-EWTN. Hurry to the phones. You know you want to tell your joke. 833-288-3986. My neck hurts from laughing so hard. Okay, here's another one that came in on the show document. Where do you go with a peekaboo injury? ICU. Okay, that was really funny. Okay, here's one. Jesus approached a crowd that was about to stone a woman for adultery. He said, "Let you who is without sin cast the first stone." The crowd hesitated. Then from the back comes a stone striking the ground near the woman. Jesus sighed, frowned, and said, "Mom, I wish you'd quit doing that." I've heard that joke before. That's pretty funny. Hey, Michael, do you have any new jokes coming in?
I have some we can do.
Okay.
Now, speaking of characters from the Bible, this is one of the more nefarious characters. Debbie, do you know where the devil washes his dishes?
Oh, wow. Oh, where?
Helsinki.
Okay, I got to tell that one on the spirit world. That would be hilarious. Okay, do you have another one for us?
Yes, Debbie, why do priests love the number 3.14?
Why?
Well, they're very pious.
You see, folks, this is what we do on our off time when we're waiting to do the show. Okay, it's pretty funny. That was great, Michael. Thank you so much. Keep the jokes coming,
Michael.
One more.
Do you know what kind of lights Noah used on the ark?
Oh, what kind of lights?
Floodlights. Bye for now.
Bye for now. I love that. Okay, Michael called back. Way to go, Michael. And by the way, we do have an open phone line if you'd like to tell a joke. You only have about 5 minutes to get on the line. Let's go, guys. 833-288-EWTN, 833-288-3986. From callers, we have Michael, Dallas, Texas, on the Guadalupe Radio Network. Hi, Michael. Thanks for calling back.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. You want me to give him a joke?
Please.
Okay. So what did the horse say when he fell down?
What?
I've fallen. I can't giddy up.
Don't you love that commercial? That commercial, I fall. You know,
yeah.
that is so clever of a commercial. I've fallen and I can't get up for that alert system. I mean, my husband and I, we always
the
joke.
The horse says, "I've fallen. I can't giddy up."
Giddy up! I love that. I can't wait to tell my husband. My husband's just dropping off at the voting station our ballots for the elections that we have here in Arizona. And so I've got to tell him all these jokes when he gets back. He will love that one. Michael, that's going to be a winner. No, it's not simple. It's funny. Do you have any more for us?
That's it for now. So okay. I'm driving. So I just wanted to get in and thank you so much. It's been fun. I listen all the time because I drive so much. So anyway,
Aw, thank you. Thank you. God bless you, Michael. Safe driving in Dallas. Okay, we've got more calls coming in. We do have, it says here, we've got some websites that have been given for jokes. Okay, so I think I'm looking at that correctly, unless that's a joke in itself. But okay, I'm trying to read these as fast as I can. All right, so we do have a few minutes if you'd like to jump in and finish this wonderful episode for July on telling jokes. We have over 13 callers come in on this. This is huge. And we've got a ton of jokes coming in on social media, and I love that. One thing I just want to share with everyone, okay, laughter is a good thing. It really is. And it doesn't mean you're flippant. You know, flippancy is a whole different category, and we can do a show on that. But real healthy, hearty laughter is good for you. I mean, did Jesus have a sense of humor? I asked the caretaker, Karen, who's wonderful, at Rhoda Wise's house and in Canton, Ohio. She said I was the first person that ever asked that question. This is actually no joke. And I said to Karen, I need to know something. Did Jesus have a sense of humor? And she turned to me and she's just smiled and she goes, no one's ever asked that before. But yes, one time when he was appearing to Rhoda Wise, and you know, her cause for canonization is moving, so that's fantastic. He came in and he came into the room, and the chair that he always sat in, Rhoda Wise's husband was trying to rearrange the room and had a lot of boxes. And Jesus made the comment to her, "Don't you have any room for me in here?" And it was kind of a comical thing. And she said, "Yes, he has a sense of humor." And I love that. I just love that our Lord. I mean, how amazing is that when we get to meet Jesus, we're going to have that beautiful, joyous laughter. So think about that next time. It's, you know, good, hearty, healthy laughter is good. Okay, let's get to Chris in North Dakota. I always have to weave in a little catechesis. Do you see how I do that? Chris in North Dakota on Real Presence Radio. Hey, Chris, take it away.
Hey, I have a Lone Ranger and Tonto joke.
The Lone Ranger? Okay, tell us.
All right, the Lone Ranger and Tonto are at their campsite, and they're laying next to their fire at night, and the Lone Ranger says, "Tonto, look up and tell me what you see." And Tonto says, "Well, I see the Big Dipper. It tells many stories of our men that hunt and provides their families. Mm-hmm. I also see the Little Dipper, which tells many stories of our young ones who grow up to be men. I see the North Star that leads the way." And the Lone Ranger says, "Tonto, you idiot. Somebody stole our tent."
Where did you get that joke, Chris?
I work in the oil fields. I hear
you do? Oh, my goodness. Do you guys laugh as you're working? Do you have that kind of, you know, passing on jokes and just kind of having making your work enjoyable?
Oh, sure. Yeah, whatever you can, especially in the winter.
In the winter? Yeah. That's so cool. Chris, you're awesome. Thank you so much for getting us to laugh. We appreciate it. That was great. I'm glad you got into this episode. You'll have to bring some more jokes to us the next time we do this show, okay?
For sure.
Okay, thanks, Chris. Be safe working and have a beautiful rest of your day. Okay, to finish this joke show, I love this. I'm going to staying in Arizona where I live in Buckeye, Arizona. Amy's got a joke for us, and Amy's on Sirius XM 130. Hi, Amy. Welcome.
Hi, Debbie.
Hi. You go right ahead. Hey, by the way, Amy, real quickly, I only got a minute. Do you go to St. Henry's? Are you Catholic?
I am Catholic. No, I actually am outside of Surprise, Arizona, so I go to St. Clair of Assisi.
Gotcha. Okay, real quickly, Amy, tell us the joke.
What did the swimming fish say when he hit the wall?
What?
Damn.
Oh, Amy, you're precious. Thank you so much for finishing this episode. This episode of Give Us Your Best Clean Joke. Yes, we will do this again when Jerry Usher gets back for the fall. He loves taking part in this wonderful episode. Thank you, Amy, again. Thanks to all the joke tellers today from all around the country and in Canada today. That was wonderful. And everybody coming in online, thank you to the show team, Matt, Michael, Rich. You guys are awesome. And that'll do it for today. We're talking about being accepted or rejected in life. That's for tomorrow. Until then, have a beautiful and blessed day. Keep smiling, keep laughing. See you real soon.